Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Welcome to our beautiful waterfront. My name is Joan Kestner, and it's my privilege to serve as the board chair of the Erie Canal Harbor Development Corporation. Our team on the board, and they're here today, some of them are here today, Leslie Zemsky and Sam Capitano, along with our president, Mark Wendell, yes, and his amazing staff are working every single day to revitalize Buffalo's unique waterfront. Developing this beautiful shoreline to create an accessible destination that everyone can finally enjoy. There's one person who should be recognized as the greatest champion of the waterfront, a fellow Western New Yorker and a passionate advocate for the inner and outer harbor and the driving force for everything that you're seeing today, the positive development and the public events that all of us are enjoying. Please welcome our incredible governor, my buddy forever, our governor, Kathy Hochul.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning. Great to see everyone. Yesterday, I was at the Buffalo Bills training camp, and I said, where else would you rather be than right here, right now? I'm going to say it again today. Where would you rather be than right here, right now? Because this is extraordinary. And to all of you true believers from a long time ago, and Brian Higgins, are you in the audience here? There you are. Please stand up and take a bow. Still our resident visionary who saw the great possibility of this area by harnessing the power of literally the power authority and the bringing the resources here. And I want to thank so many people, and I'll get to them. But I'm just overwhelmed by this. Those of you who are old enough, you all look too young, but if you remember what this was like before, I mean, decades and decades of just driving by, going over the skyway. I lived in Hamburg. I went by the sky, over the skyway every day. And you didn't even look to this side of the lake. It was such an eyesore, you know, it was big piles of, you know, abandoned waste materials. And just, you know, you knew that when I was much younger, the ships were coming in, and you know, my grandpa worked down here, my longshoreman worked down here before he went to the steel plant. And this was an industrial wasteland. And yes, it, you know, was prosperous in its time, but when that era was over, there was no plan B for literally scores of years. And it hurt because it just seemed like too big to handle. Nobody could bite this off in enough right-sized pieces to make something happen. And I don't think there's a person who lived in that time who ever envisioned that we'd see what we're seeing here today. I mean, the life down here, the attractions, the bringing in nature in such a beautiful way, it really nourishes the soul. And I want to thank Joan Kestner for assuming the leadership of the Erie Canal Harbor Corporation. We worked together on a town board of long years ago, but I knew that she'd be one who could execute the vision, and she has brought so many ideas forward. And let's give a round of applause to Joan Kestner. Mark Wendell, where's Mark? Mark, thank you as being spearheading this as the president of the Erie Canal Harbor Corporation. He just gave us a nice tour a little while ago to talk about the final implementation of the vision down here. And I'm not just talking about this part of Wilkinson Point where we are today, but we literally started this morning down seeing the incredible, incredible, you know, resurrection of that state park, which was very nice by most standards. It's Buffalo's first ever state park, but seeing what the vision is now to have the largest splash pad in Western New York for little kids to come to, and I might try it too, and beautiful places for people to sit and gather and stare at the sunset, because a lot of people, you know, would like to have a house that they could see a sunset, but it's denied them. So this creates accessibility for incredible amenities down at the state park for kids to play, and building little restaurants down there for people to get a hot dog and some ice cream cones, and much nicer restroom facilities. A lot of parents like, I'm not taking my kid in that, but you won't be saying that any longer. And then working our way up to see what has happened with taking an abandoned terminal. I mean, how many years do we go by and just stare at those and say, I guess they're going to be here for the rest of our lives? But that was not an answer for us. And to turn that into an event gathering venue that, you know, literally thousands of people come down here and enjoy the experience of seeing sunsets while they're watching a world-class concert just starting this year. It is spectacular. And then we go further down, closer to here, and we stop and we're going to do something that I have long dreamed about, which is bringing cruise ships to the city of Buffalo. My gosh. And I will say this, the inspiration came from a couple places, but I remember being in Erie, Pennsylvania. Now, nice city, right? They have a little waterfront, much smaller population. Nice things, okay? I'll get that out. They have nice things in Erie. They had cruise ships coming through the Welland Canal, bypassing the city of Buffalo and everything we can offer, you know, with Shays Theater, Botanical Gardens that we have, incredible Albright Knox Gun Gallery and countless other cultural attractions. They were bypassing Buffalo and heading right down to Erie, Pennsylvania as their first destination. I had a problem with that, and I said, no, we'll create a space. Literally by 2027, we'll be able to welcome cruise ships to the terminal right over here. It's perfect for it. It fits them. They can have two at a time down there. And you know what happens? I've seen this in other cities. People from the community come and gather to watch people getting off the ships. It's like an attraction. And we'll have amenities for the guests, and they'll be transported to all these great opportunities, not just here, but also in our city to take advantage. This is an economic driver that I knew we had potential for, but was never realized. And in 2027, I'm proud to announce, we have a letter of intent from a cruise company that says they want to make Buffalo their next destination for 2027. So it happens because there's a community that believes in itself. We have incredible leadership. I want to thank again Mayor Chris Scanlon. This is a home turf for him. He's well familiar with this area and has, you know, grown up here and always believed in this area. And I also want to thank Senator Sean Ryan, who understands the power of connecting people with the waterfront and is going to continue in his role fighting for that as well. And John Rivera, who's fortunate to represent much of the waterfront with the Niagara District years early. But I thank you for everything you've done as a partner in Albany. And I certainly remember Karen McMahon. I know not the water per se, but it's a regional asset, right? It's a regional asset. And the same with Assembly Member Burke. I want to thank you attending here today. But also, again, just to have Brian Higgins here is really special. Brian, I would not want you to miss something, anything with the waterfront, because you are forever associated with this. And it's the weight on my shoulders to take it to the next level. And that's what we're doing here today. So this is also part of an initiative that's important to me. As we see what is happening to the mental health of people in our communities, you know, our own family members, you know, we all, I don't think there's a single family that's untouched by some form of mental illness or mental challenges. And I think about our kids who don't know a life other than sitting in their rooms all summer long connected to their vices, because that is their world that's been created. It's been a decade now that somebody thought it was okay to allow children to have cell phones in schools. Now you can't sit there and play a board game. You can't, you know, sit there and draw pictures. You can't play video games. But somehow it was okay to have a cell phone, which has only drawn children into a dark space throughout the day, bombarded with over 250 notifications. And the addictive algorithms, which we outlawed, the first state in the nation to outlaw them last year, we stood up to the social media companies. But still, we did that. But as long as they have that in their hand, they're under enormous pressure, the pressure on young girls in particular. I had roundtables around the state for a year and a half. Sit there talking to stressed out teenagers. And one young woman said to me, you have to save us from ourselves. We can't put it down ourselves because of FOMO, fear of missing out. We're going to miss something. We'll be social outcasts if we don't have a cell phone. And I decided I will be the person who saves that child from herself. It's hard. A lot of people are saying, no, you can't tell us what to do. But you know what? I'm here to make the hard decisions. And starting this fall, we're going to have a distraction-free school environment. No more cell phones. No more earbuds, smartwatches. And having seen the school districts that took the leap forward and have already done this, after just a few months of adjustment, and again, I know the parents and the kids are going to have a major adjustment, but afterward, young people have told me in those schools, I have my first friend in person. I never had a friend in person, a seventh grader. She says, the hallways are noisy again. People are talking to each other. They're laughing. Their gym classes were silent. Lunchrooms were silent. The hallways were silent. So we're bringing new life back. So what's the connection between that and this? It's an initiative we launched last year, but I'm doubling down. Get offline and get outside. And it's up to us to create the attractions to the outdoors that'll draw young people to want to be in places like this or other places in their community and discover them once again and find out what it's like to be a child. You know, kickball in the backyard entertained us for many, many summers. And so I want to simplify life for our young people. I want them to emerge as healthier adults. And when families know that this is available to them here, and for families who cannot afford a nice vacation to go somewhere fancy, they don't need to. Why would you ever leave Western New York in the summertime with everything we have here? It is extraordinary. And I want this to be a continuation of that narrative that we're bringing back Buffalo, Western New York, and in making investments from the state that are going to make a huge difference. So I'm here as someone who rides my bicycle down here. You might not recognize me, except there's usually people that look pretty official following me. I've gotten used to that, but you know, we're going to let people stroll on this water's edge and see the most beautiful sunsets in the world. We're going to play park golf. Did you think you'd be playing park golf down here? Volleyball tournaments, kayaks, renting kayaks and bicycles, and also fitness centers down here, fitness activities. And so who would have thought all those decades of just going by and saying, too bad no one cared enough to do something. We have cared enough. We've done something, and it's going to be magnificent. So I want to congratulate everyone involved in this. Again, I have a little three-year-old granddaughter who will be making a guest appearance at some point if my husband can find her shoes, I suppose. little Sophia. And little Sophia will be joined by her little cousin who's 2 weeks old, Nina, at some point, because this is all about families, reconnecting families. So, ladies and gentlemen, let me bring up our great mayor, Chris Scanlon.
Thank you, Governor. Good morning, everyone. It is an honor for me to be here out on Buffalo's Outer Harbor as the location which the governor stated is a spot that will no longer be bypassed. As the governor mentioned, and I don't have to tell anyone who's lived in Buffalo, it's incredible what's taken place on this Outer Harbor in the last decade and a half or so. And as the governor mentioned, there's someone here in the audience that played an instrumental role in there and in that, and was a visionary in that. And I want to thank Brian Higgins for his commitment to Buffalo and this community and this Outer Harbor. Brian, thank you very much. But it's so exciting to be here. It's such an honor for me to be here to celebrate this today. You know, more than $11 million in additional investment to this Outer Harbor and Wilkeson Point in particular, to build on the success that this location has been for the past 12 years, Wilkeson Point in particular, but the Outer Harbor in general. The governor's touched on this. And the beautiful thing about this is these are wonderful additions, but this is about people and the people that utilize this space. I don't live very far from here. I utilize this space, bring the kids to the state park. I was at a concert Friday night at Terminal B. So this is important to all of us here, and these incredible additions just making it that much better. But these don't just happen. These things don't just happen. It takes a lot of cooperation, a lot of collaboration, different partnerships taking place. So first and foremost, I have to thank Governor Kathy Hochul for her commitment to Buffalo, to this state, and today to this Outer Harbor. Governor, thank you very much. To Joan Kesner and the board, I can't thank you enough for your continued partnership. You know, we continue to have meetings on a regular basis, and I want to thank you for you and your team for everything that you're doing for this location as well. To Mark Wendell and everyone at the Erie Canal Harbor Development Corporation, your team is absolutely phenomenal, and it's been an honor working with you on a regular basis for the past few years. So thank you. And to everyone else, the people that come out here and utilize this space, I want to thank you. You give us the reason to work on these things and give you the destinations that we're giving you. So I want to thank you all from, you know, from the outer, the State Park to the Terminal B, the different restaurants that are opening up, Wilkeson Point, the new trails, the volleyball, park golf. I mean, as the governor mentioned, who would have thought all these things would be taking place? And it's happening quickly. And the best part is we're not done. We're just getting started out here. You know, we have these conversations on a regular basis, and we're just getting started. But part of that cooperation, that collaboration, are our partners in different levels of government. You know, we have people from the county here today, Chair Tim Myers, Council President Brian Bowman from the City of Buffalo, and our fantastic state partners, Assembly Members Burke, McMahon, Rivera, Senator Sean Ryan. Without us all working together, pulling in the same direction, these things don't happen. So I want to thank them all for their continued partnership in government and working on behalf of the residents of Buffalo, Western New York, and everyone who's going to benefit from these additions. I did mention to Joan before we came out, they messed up one thing, and that's the questionable operators that they have here at this location. These are lifelong friends of mine, and I'm so incredibly happy for them and proud of them for the incredible things that they're doing in this community. Peter and Suzanne Scarcella, Michael Fitzpatrick, and the fantastic things that they're going to do out here, in addition to their already fantastic spot that they opened up, the Dog and Pony. They're giving people a wonderful outlet to come out, eat, drink, be merry, have a good time together. And they're going to be an incredible addition to the Outer Harbor here. So I want to congratulate them and wish them nothing but the best of luck out here as well. So again, thank you all for coming out here today. This is another incredible day out here on Buffalo's Outer Harbor. And as I talked about, it doesn't happen without partnership. So another one of those great partners in this is our New York State Assembly member, John Rivera. And I want to welcome him to the podium at this time.
Oh, it's a beautiful day to be in Buffalo. I'll say a few words. And I just, first I want to say thank you to a couple people. You know, first, I was 19 years old when I met Brian Higgins. It was his first term in the United States Congress. The country was in a wild time, and new leadership was really needed. And I learned firsthand the kind of leadership that I knew I eventually wanted to have. And that was the absolute awareness, assurance, and confidence that we deserved better. And he looked at the waterfront as an assembly member first and representing this area, knowing that we had an opportunity, we had a potential, we had something special here. And, you know, I grew up my whole life on the west side of the city of Buffalo, not far from the waterfront, but always distant from it because the 90, because of, you know, traffic, because of everything else and all the poor planning and poor decisions that were made along the way in this region's history. But I knew working in that space, working for the congressman and working with his great folks, who some of them are in the crowd. I see Bonnie Kane Lockwood and Chris Fahey. We knew that this space had potential. And what's behind me right now is this beautiful use of acreage. But, you know, 15 years ago, this was storage. 15 years ago, this was forgotten. 15 years ago, it was something you just drove past. But today, like the mayor said, like the governor said, we're going to bring our kids and our grandkids here. And it's because we believe that we deserve better than what we had. And that's the kind of leadership that we need. And so I just thank Congressman Brian Higgins for all his leadership on the waterfront. Thank you so much. And I obviously want to thank our governor. You know, I can tell you, I interact with colleagues in state government, state legislators from all across this country. And I'll tell you, and I'm not just saying it because she's standing in front of me, 49 other states wish they had our governor. Our governor is a governor of persistence and focus and humility in it all, but strength in it all. And I just tell you, Governor, you not just stand out among your peers, but you are doing amazing things for West New York. So thank you for everything you've done. In the New York State Assembly, I have the good fortune of chairing the Subcommittee on Regional Tourism. And in that, I've toured from as far east as the end of Long Island to as far north as Plattsburgh. And I can tell you, there is no region in this state that has our waterfront. They just don't. They wish they had what we have here. And all this needed was not, you know, billion-dollar silver bullet ideas. All this needed was real intentional thought on what it could look like and the follow-through to make it happen. And, you know, it's incredible to think what we've done in just this small period of time, but it's even more amazing to think what we'll do in the years ahead. And that's with the leadership, like the mayor said, of working together among our colleagues in state government, being led by our governor, our Congressman Tim Kennedy, and all of us coming together believing that we deserve better as a region and knowing that this is going to be an amazing space for our kids and their kids. So thank you very much, Governor, and I can't wait to bring my daughter here. Thank you.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall is back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.